So let's make a start this grey morning. So finding your familiar upright position with your feet or knees on the floor, flat on the floor, the knees separated. Nice long spine and a long neck. Your eyes lowered or closed. Mouth closed if you can, and breathing through your nose. With your tongue resting gently across the roof of your mouth. Allowing your shoulders to drop away from your ears. With your hands resting in your lap. And just coming to rest right here, right now. And doing your best to let go of any thoughts for the rest of the day. Just being here in this moment. Allowing your breath to settle. Thought I'd share with you some words from a Japanese poet, a haiku poet, currently people say probably the best haiku poet from the 17th century, Matsuo Basho. There's a strong history of haiku poetry within the Zen tradition. And the line I wanted to share today is, every day is a journey. And the journey itself is home. And that speaks to me that every day we wake up and we journey through the day. And the more we can be with that journey, the more we can be at home. Not seeking to arrive anywhere. Simply being present with the journey, with whatever we are doing, wherever we are going. Not seeking to arrive any sooner than we do, but being home in the journey, and we can take that as a day, a week, a month, a whole lifetime. The more we can rest and be with the journey, the more we can be at home. And for our practice this morning, we do the breath. So, just allowing your awareness, your attention to come to rest on the breath. And in the Zen tradition, that awareness is resting as low down in the body as we can be aware of the breath. So noticing the gentle movements of the breath in and out. As the diaphragm moves up and down. Moving down to draw in our breath. And moving up to exhale. So just simply noticing. That movement where the breath moves up. And down, low down in the belly. We're not seeking to change the breath. We're not seeking to control the breath. We're simply noticing. Becoming aware of the journey of the breath in and out of our bodies. Perhaps coming home to the breath. And as thoughts arise as they will, sensations arise. We simply notice and then very gently come back to resting our awareness and the movement in our body. We're doing our best simply to allow these arising things without becoming attached. And simply without pushing them away. Simply allowing them to arise. As soon as we notice, gently coming back to the breath in the belly. Zen Master uses the analogy of coming to rest under a bridge. And as we're resting here, cars and lorries travel over the bridge. I mean, you can notice that they're there. As soon as we become aware that we've gone up onto the bridge and hitchhiked away on one of these cars, these thoughts. And as soon as we are aware, very gently, coming back to rest under the bridge. It might be very busy. Lots of cars and lorries. It might be very quiet. No matter which, simply noticing, allowing without any judgment. No good or bad, right or wrong. And doing our best to simply rest our awareness on the rhythm of our breath. Our bodies relax and upright. Our minds relaxed, sensitive, aware. Simply breathe. Ten times, 100 times, 1,000 times. No matter how often we come back to the breath. Simply doing so without judgment. Aware, noticing, and coming home to the breath. Coming home to the very gentle rising and falling of the belly as the breath journeys in and out. At home with our breath. Breathing, noticing, aware. Not seeking to control anything. not seeking to change anything. Simply at home with our breath. Our very natural, life-giving breath. Allowing whatever wants to be seen, to be noticed, and simply doing our best to not identify, to not attach, to simply aware. Whatever wants to be seen. Whether that's thoughts, sensations, emotions, allowing them all to rise as they wish. Just coming back, always coming back to rest on the breath. Breathing, aware of the breath. Our focus riding on the breath. Your mind relaxed, allowing whatever to arise. Our awareness just rests on the breath in the belly. Allowing and accepting whatever arises, whatever thoughts, knowing that there is no good or bad, no right or wrong. We can allow anything to arise and pass. Notice, and then very simply come back to the breath, always coming back to the breath. Coming back home to the breath in the belly. Knowing wherever we are in our day, whatever is happening, we can always come back to the breath in the belly. And notice the very gentle rise and fall of the belly as the breath journeys in and out of the body. simply breathing, allowing. With our attention, our awareness, resting on the breath. Becoming now aware of the edges of your body, your fingers and your toes, and very gently moving into your fingers, moving into your toes, and giving them a little wiggle. And when you're ready, allow yourself a good deep breath and opening up the body. Good stretch. And when you're ready, and if it's good for you, lowering your eyes and bringing your hands together in gassho in front of your chest. And taking a few moments to be grateful for today's journey. Whatever it may bring. Knowing that the more we can be present with this journey today, the more we will feel at home. I'm grateful for all the people and connections we have in our lives. Our family, friends, colleagues, people in our communities that enrich our lives. I'm grateful for nature, the sun, the clouds, and the rain, the wind, whatever the day brings. And my gratitude today for joining me in this meditation, and have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy your journeys.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Bye, Sylvia. Thanks. Sorry about last Thursday. I was confused with the Wednesday and Thursday holiday ahead. Sorry. Thank
That's
you.
Fine.
Have a good weekend. Take care. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Sylvia.